Kayla in Pflugerville just got a new job, which she loves, but now she has another opportunity, but doesn't know whether she should take it. Let's hear this story, Kayla. We're going to help you out.
Hey, guys. Yeah, this is a conundrum for sure.
What's a conundrum? I mean, I'm dumb.
You don't know what a conundrum is?
No, well, big words in me don't go along.
Conundrum means when you're in a sticky situation. It's like, do I do this or do I have pizza or do I have a burger? I'm in a conundrum.
Yeah, I would have started off. I'm in a sticky situation.
All right, well, same thing.
Okay, sticky situation. There you go. So I took on this assistant position, and I'm assistant to the top guy at this company. It's a great job. I started it 2 weeks ago. I've gone through a ton of training for it, and now I've got this new opportunity. And what sucks is the whole part about my current job is like they made sure I was there to grow with the company and that I was going to be with them for a long time. But the call I got yesterday is for my dream job. I'd have to move to New York City.
Okay. Well, I have a very easy answer to this.
Oh, you
really?
Do?
Yes.
Well, let's hear it.
It's going to suck so bad to have to go through this.
Uh-huh.
But you'll get over it and you'll forget all about it. But you have to take your job in New York.
Mm.
And if this company is as great as you say they are, they will totally understand. Let me put this in perspective.
Okay.
So here I was, just a young little DJ, and I was sitting in the Midwest, and I was looking for my next opportunity, and I got a call from a great radio company for a great job in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I accepted the job. The moving company was on its way in just a matter of days.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to pick up my stuff. They were going to move me to Birmingham. My living situation was already set out. They were so excited for me to start. And then just days before the moving company was scheduled to pick up my stuff, I get a phone call from a radio station in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay.
And he said, I would like to hire you for a job that I have available. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm flattered and I appreciate the offer, but I accepted a job in Birmingham. His exact words were, well, that's really going to suck when you call Birmingham and tell them that you can't take it.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, the balls on this guy. He's like, at least let me fly you in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll book a flight for tomorrow morning, bring you in.
Nice.
I was overwhelmed. I fell in love with the city. I became one of the most magnificent experiences of my entire life. And I have no idea what happened to any of the people in Birmingham. It sucked having to call them and tell them, but New Orleans is where I was supposed to be. I felt like it was a calling.
And I'm glad it worked out that way because you wouldn't have liked Alabama.
No, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have.
Why would you take a job in Alabama?
I don't know, Alex.
You hate Indiana. That's the same thing.
You know, you're right.
Well, here's my question, though. That's a little different because you had not already moved there. This company's already invested money in her.
She was already living here.
No, but they've invested money in her in the training.
Correct.
And they asked her outright. So she's going to burn bridges, possibly.
Possibly.
Mm, good point.
So what does she do?
Because, well, I could have burned bridges, too.
Right, but they've already invested in her training, right, which is a big expense because they're going to have to hire somebody else and train somebody else. And then because they probably already spent the time hiring her, there's going to be gaps.
Well, so let me tell you something. She's going to burn bridges with her if she doesn't follow her own dream.
Her internal bridges.
But here is my question. What should she do? She should just walk in and talk to her boss and say, look, you're going to be angry at me, but
I wouldn't even say that. And here's the thing. Don't ever like stick around somewhere just because you feel bad that they've wasted time
100%,
on training. 100%. Yes. You will kick yourself in the butt after that. But I mean, hey, look at this way. Maybe you talk to your boss like you just mentioned. And what if they offer you something even more to stay here? That'd be great.
But that doesn't even matter. It's her dream job. This is the job that she wanted and she's got to accept it. And she's
follow
go
her
in.
Dream.
Follow your dream. You know
Sarah,
what?
I'm surprised you don't follow. You're not for following your dream.
Oh, no, I'm all about it. I was just asking what was the best way to do it.
Hey, look, this is my dream job. The timing couldn't be any worse. And I'm so sorry, but I didn't make the rules. Here it is. This is what's been presented to me. And I hope you'll understand that we can leave on good terms.
And at least give 2 weeks.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did that help?
Are you still there? Oh, she hung up like 10 minutes ago.